All right, let me jump in here. I am sure you've heard the phrase, like lemmings to the sea. You probably heard that before, like lemmings to the sea. It started off as a description of animal behavior in the wild, but it became a pop culture analogy to describe anybody who blindly follows something or someone to their own demise. Now, I'm going to give you a whole new line of thinking on that phrase in just 1 minute, but first, let me tell you this. A story broke yesterday about the Biden State Department. Stand by, because I'm going to set your hair on fire. Are you ready? At a time when the world's in upheaval, and diplomacy is not just for trade but for actual prevention of war, the U.S. State Department is now having to defend a memo issued by Secretary of State Antony Blinken that advises Department of State staff on the proper use of their gender-neutral terms. Awesome. According to the memo, State Department staffers should avoid the use of such inflammatory words as mother and father, or manpower. The memo was actually titled Modeling DEI, Gender Identity Best Practices, and it seeks to, quote, increase understanding of gender identity and provide guidance on gender identity language and best practices that support an inclusive work environment. Ah, boy. It goes on to advise, by the way, that, quote, when speaking, avoid using phrases like brave men and women on the front lines. Instead, staffers should use more specific language like brave first responders, brave soldiers, or brave Department of State agents. Well, that should certainly make the world a better place for all of us. Now, I hope this improves the ability of our State Department to, you know, deal with Iran while they chant death to America. You see, there's a real tendency right now to see cultural issues just mushroom from fad to norm. I mean, 5 years ago, do you remember anybody insisting anywhere that you should list your pronouns on your signature blocks? Not a thing. And then it was a fad, and then like lemmings to the sea, everybody rushed in to make it a norm. At least in some circles, I mean, there's never going to be a time in any office where I have a say that employees are going to be listing their preferred pronouns on their official signature blocks, just saying. But yet, elsewhere in our world, the preferred pronoun is apparently a real thing, a fad that became a norm because leaders in that sphere of influence bought into the idea that the fad was real, and they knew they had to jump off that cliff. It was a really big deal. Get on board, everybody. We really need to do this. But in reality, the rest of the world just looks on in amazement, like wondering how many so-called smart people can be sold on a lie. It was just a little over a year ago that the U.S. Navy put out an official and very cringy training video of two young smiling civilians advising Navy personnel how to acknowledge and make use of preferred pronouns. Yeah, the U.S. Navy. The same organization that defeated pirates and helped win wars and free the world from oppression has now jumped off the proverbial cliff like lemmings into the pronoun sea. But let me address that analogy for a minute. Lemmings to the sea. I'm sure you've heard it used before as an aphorism to describe people blindly following other people to their own doom. Lemmings are rodents, right? They're similar to muskrats. They're native to the Arctic areas, the closest ones to you and I being native to Alaska. They are not an animal that most of us will ever see because of the remoteness of their habitat. But in the 1950s, the Disney Company created a wildlife documentary that made lemmings a part of pop culture. In 1958, as part of its True Life Adventure series, Disney produced an episode called White Wilderness with a segment on lemmings. I remember seeing the video when I was a kid. I was fascinated by the masses of rodents that came running at the camera in waves as they migrated in great scurrying herds toward the sea. And then with apparent reckless abandon, the lemmings began to throw themselves off the cliffs, with most of them just drowning in the waves far below. It was a weird video. It basically taught us that when the lemming population reaches a certain point, they just leap to their feet and rush into a mass suicide and conduct some kind of natural population control. Well, as the video showed close-up shots of lemmings running pell-mell, the narrator actually said, here's the quote, quote, a kind of compulsion seizes each tiny rodent, and carried along by an unreasoning hysteria, each falls into step for a march that will take them to a strange destiny. Over they go, casting themselves out bodily into space. Y'all, that one video and the phrase lemmings to the sea has since become synonymous with people following blindly en masse one after the other, even to the point of their own mass doom. Except this. We now know the video was faked. What? You heard me. The video was actually faked. Do lemmings mass migrate? Yes. Do lemmings have population booms every few years? Yes. Do lemmings blindly rush into mass suicide plunges off a cliff for population control? No. No, they do not. A 1983 investigation found that the lemming scenes were fully fabricated. A few dozen lemmings were caught and put on a revolving turntable and filmed as they tried to run on the spinning disc. And then Disney employees literally threw them off a cliff. No kidding. Threw lemmings off the cliff using tight camera angles to film them flying through the air like into the waters below, faking an event for no good reason. And over the course of time, the lemmings got a bad rap. But the phrase is now stuck, and now we always think about blindly following the crowd as being likened to lemmings to the sea. What's interesting, though, is that now that we know the truth, that the whole lemming film was a lie, the phrase might even be more apropos. I mean, think about it. Our own U.S. government, countless big-name corporations, who knows how many stars and starlets in Hollywood, and numerous individuals have all fallen prey to the false notion that we need to be careful to avoid gender-specific terms and make sure that we correctly use preferred pronouns. They're all in, man. They're all in. Leaping before they look as they follow the masses, except that they are following an absolute lie. There are, in fact, just two genders. There is, in fact, a correct and specific use of pronouns in the grammatical sense. He and she do not require an explanation. But somewhere along the way, a progressive left-wing fad became a norm. Someone developed a fake narrative that if you abuse the English language enough, you will somehow virtue signal to the world that you are more understanding, more inclusive, more with it. Someone somewhere threw some pronoun lemmings off a proverbial cliff, and the left-wing world bought the lie and decided to go with it. So from here on, when I use the phrase, like lemmings to the sea, for me it's going to mean people who are blindly following a lie. There, I fixed it. The use of gender-neutral terms and preferred pronouns is really nothing more than virtue signaling. It's ridiculous, and I don't plan to ever engage in it. And if someone tells you to use their pronouns, just give them a blank stare and then ask them why. It'll be fun. Then let them know you don't play word games and you have no intention of joining in for the chasing of a lie like lemmings to the pronoun sea. And that's a wrap. For the right side way. There it is. Yes, indeedy. The lemmings to the sea. Can you imagine? Disney employees. Hey, what are we going to do with this? I don't know. Put them on a turntable and spin it, and then we'll film them running, and we'll pretend that it's really coming to the camera in mass. And then get over there and just grab a few of them and sling them off the cliff. What? Yeah. I'm sure PETA wasn't around back then, or they might have had something to say. Either way, I think Disney's still got some splaining to do. Lemmings to the sea. It's all a lie, y'all. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.